Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We'll be playing round one of Beat the Bank in about 30 minutes. Yesterday, Megan won $670.
Yes, she
could have won $780 or picked one of the security boxes that we have here. And then Donna came in and she won $750. And the highest she could have won was 860. So they both came out big winners.
You're pretty good.
We'll find out what you got. We're getting asked if the security box is an option.
The safety security box.
Could we pick the box for them? Now that is up to you because this is your game.
Oh yeah.
And if you really trust one of us to pick the box, that's up to you.
Oh, I'd hate that pressure because we honestly don't know what's
in it. We don't know. No. The only one that knows
for
is white
cheddar. Situations like that.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, since you're our friend and you're listening to the show, we would do that for you.
Oh, you're going to speak for all of us.
I would do it for them. Al, would you do
it
for them?
I'll do anything you ask.
But what if there's nothing in it?
I would feel terrible.
That would feel horrible.
I'd feel terrible, but I know one guy that would love it, George. Hey, man.
Why would he love it?
Save him some money.
You don't know what's in it either.
I don't know what's in it. But, yeah, we would do that for you.
Yeah, I'd do it. That.
And then 1 hour away from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers interview that we had all five of them. At the Canal Side Lounge, mm-hmm. And we talked to them about the movie, all the questions we had about the suits, what it was filming like, all that good stuff. We get to know them. We already knew Becky G.
And the black guy is not the Black Ranger.
No. And the Yellow Ranger is Becky G, and that turned out she's the first gay Power Ranger in a movie, or superhero, allegedly. I don't know if there's other ones that have been. Because they said, what's his name, Ryan Reynolds... superhero might have been.
Deadpool?
Yeah, he might have been.
Or Green Hornet. Green Lantern? What was he?
Yeah, he was that one as well, but I think it was a Deadpool that they were saying.
I can't remember.
All run together.
Deadpool's gay?
Don't forget the ambiguously gay duo.
I didn't see Deadpool.
Of course, how could I forget that SNL sketch?
There's so many movies I need to watch.
Right. All right, let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Okay.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We are certified to let you know if you're crazy or not based on how many years we've been doing this bit.
A long time.
I'm minored in psychology.
Yeah, and Jenna reads psychology magazines all the time. Yeah. So
I took one child psychology class, and I'll tell you what, that was very interesting.
I love psychology.
And I'm a bartender, so I, you know, don't give up.
And I have kids, so there's that. But don't give up. That's Al's motivation today. Oh, we got a couple here from the text before we go to the phones.
Come on.
When I'm in a crowd, I often think about all the people that had to make that crowd. Does that make me crazy?
That's funny.
Yeah, that's random.
Funny. That's funny.
You know, that
makes you pretty funny, I tell you.
A lot of love made these people here today.
Yeah.
And a lot of regrets.
Imagine a football game.
Yeah, right?
I had one that I thought about because I killed a spider yesterday. I don't know if you guys do this, but when I kill an insect in my house, I don't clean up the remnants. Because I want the other insects to see what could happen to them.
Gross.
No, I clean up the remnants. That's gross. I hate those legs.
You make like a video. This could happen to you.
Yeah. I just want like a spider to walk by and be like, oh, snap.
Gross.
That could happen to me.
I do feel bad, especially like with, you know, a child. You watch a cartoon like ants or something.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for a period of time after that killing ants because you think, what if they do have little personalities and little conversations? What if they, you know, you feel kind of, and I know
and one's
cartoon.
Going like, Mom.
Yes. Like, why didn't Dad come home from work today? You know?
Went in the wrong house.
So stupid and unreasonable. But I mean, I do feel like that after watching like that Bees movie with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
The bee movie.
Because they're so nice. The bees are beautiful.
Well, now we're hearing the Honey Nut Cheerios bee is missing because they're trying to draw attention to the fact that the world's bee populations are declining.
Well, he might have stung somebody.
And they want us all to start planting wildflowers to attract more bees because it can really throw off the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's very important.
Well, the bushes in the front of my house, they have hundreds and hundreds of bees. So
I'm doing my part.
Dude, I had a house that had thousands. I had to have bee removal.
Oh, I remember
no,
that.
No, you can't. You're part of the problem.
Well, they didn't kill them. They just took them away from my house.
Good, as long as they remove them nicely.
Wasps, though, they sting you over and over again. I had one of those get in my house, and I left them on the windowsill, so all the other wasps would not want to break in. I've done that before.
Does a wasp sting once and die?
No, they sting you over and over. The bees are the ones that lose their stinger.
Oh.
Allegedly. I mean, I'm talking about
that. Yes, science!
I did not know that, all Mr. Right. JC. Yeah.
I know the bee did that because that's in the bee movie.
Let's do this. Boom, boom. I watched a video of the tarantula wasp. It's supposed to be the worst sting, yeah. Or the rank number two pain wise. Yeah, tarantula wasp, something like that. Again, I don't know if that's all true right. or not. That's tidbit news.
You're full of knowledge yeah. today, man.
I watch videos all the time. Let's go to the phones. What's going on, Joe?
How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Why are you crazy?
Okay, so check this out. I have decided that I'm going to do a surprise wedding for my partner, and we're going to do it on April 22nd. Well, April 21st, I'm going to abduct him from work. Does that make me crazy?
Well, that's risky.
Hold on. I want you to do the blindfold. No. I want you to stuff him in a van.
No.
Right?
No. Trunk of the car or something.
Yeah.
That's very risky. It's now, you know him better than we do. Would he appreciate this or be mad that he didn't get to pick out what he wore and that he didn't get to pick out the... I mean, you know the situation better than we do.
I think he's going to be floored. Like, he's been waiting for this for a while. So
okay.
I think that he'll really enjoy it.
Okay.
Hey, you're good crazy. You know, why not? Okay. Take a risk.
It's a very big surprise to pull off. Good luck.
And Joe, you're going to have to call us back and let us know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Joe.
Good luck.
I hear from him, too.
There goes crazy Joe. Yeah, we want to hear from him.
Well, first of all, if I'd have known that was my wedding day, I would have, you know, I wouldn't like that.
No, yeah, I got a groom.
Yeah,
I got to be ready.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Got a groom.
I vision certain things. I want him to go.
Oh, yeah, what if you go to work and sometimes you don't shower before work?
Yeah, it's one of those days. Yeah. One of those days, like, I'll get it later.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right, let's see if you're crazy or not.
Okay, so I have this thing called synesthesia. So,
You cut out just then.
Okay.
Synesthesia what?
So basically what that means is every letter, number, month, day of the week, all that stuff, in my head is assigned, it's assigned like its own color.
Whoa.
And it's called synesthesia.
Yes.
Which means more than one person has this.
Yeah. They say that a lot more people have it than we think because people don't realize they have it until they talk about it.
So and it's colors.
What's today?
Right. So Tuesday in my head is like bright yellow.
That's a beautiful color.
But it wouldn't be the same for other people with synesthesia. Yeah. It'd be a different color maybe.
Right. So like if I say the letter H, you picture H in your head, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What color is it?
Blue. I've never thought of it.
H.
See, mine is always yellow.
What about the letter Z?
Z is always black.
Black. Yeah, because it's like the end of the alphabet. It's like boom.
Right.
When did you realize you assigned colors to stuff?
I was actually at work filing, and somebody couldn't find a file. They had been looking for it for like a month, and I found it right away. And they were like, "How'd you find that?" And I was like, "Well, that R was red, and it was in the middle of the T's. It was yellow. Like it just stuck out in my head." And they were like, "What?" And they thought I was crazy.
No, you're not crazy. You just have synesthesia, and you're very useful.
Wow.
That's interesting. I wonder how that can be. Well, I guess it can be put to use when you're trying to find missing files.
Yeah.
But I wonder what else useful, what other useful purpose
like a superhero.
To have.
That's really good for remembering phone numbers.
Oh, yeah. So numbers have colors as well?
Yeah. Like, one is red, two is yellow, three is green, all that stuff.
So instead of remembering, you're like, green, yellow, pink.
Yeah,
orange, five. I don't know how you do that.
Black, red, orange.
There you go.
Oh, man.
That is really cool, Ryan.
I didn't know that it had a name.
I
interesting.
We should do Does That Make Me Cool?
Never heard of that.
Thanks for calling, Ryan. I've never heard of that.
We should have said, McCall, explain stuff to us. Because I like learning
Because we
stuff.
Don't know.
Right? All right. Let's see this one right here. Hi, Paige.
Hi.
Hey.
So what do you do?
I meow at my coworkers.
You meow at your coworkers?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I run into them like 100 times a day, and I feel like you don't want to be like, hey, hi, hey. So I just like acknowledge them when I see them.
Yeah, that makes you crazy, but that's cool.
Well, thank
kinda,
you.
It is kind of odd. Yeah, because you run into the same people in the hallway. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say crazy on that.
Yep. Congratulations, Paige. You're,
yay.
You're,
no.
That's fine.
Yay.
All right.
Meow. Meow you.
That's funny.
I'm meowing at you.
You need to have a t-shirt. The Kid Craddock Morning Show said I'm crazy.
Oh, we should pass it out. Yeah, you can earn it. Because Paige just earned it. Vanessa's got a cool one here.
All right.
I wonder if we've done this in studio. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
All right. So what do you do in the mirror?
So when I cry, I have to go look at myself in the mirror.
Every time?
Like, to see if you're a pretty crier?
Every time. Even if I'm like, I do think I'm a pretty crier, but even if I'm driving or whatever, I'll have to like put my rearview mirror towards me and, like, have to look at myself.
You're like, dang, I'm so sad, but I look so good right now.
Yeah, like, my lips look good. They're all flushed.
Yeah. And when you start crying, you immediately run to the bathroom or a mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess because when I was little, my uncle says he used to take me to the mirror and be like, do you think you look pretty when you cry? Stop crying. So, like, now
you're like,
I have
well, actually, uncle, yes, I do.
Actually, I do.
I look fabulous. Yeah, you're crazy.
Do you have pictures of yourself? Can you maybe hit us on the text with one?
I can make myself cry and send it to y'all.
Okay.
Yeah. Please do.
Yeah.
All right.
800-543-3354. Well, you know the number. You just call.
Yeah, are you Facebook it or Twitter?
Because I always think about Kim Kardashian, the most beautiful girl, and then she's the ugliest crier.
Yeah.
She'll admit it, too.
Yeah. She did the emoji, the Kim-moji.
Do you think you're a pretty crier or an ugly crier, Kelly?
I don't think I'm a pretty crier.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm trying not to cry. That's the worst.
Yeah, like
depends on my level of crying. If I'm just tearing up, it's fine. But I definitely turn it into Kardashian.
My
cry.
Nose like, gets real red. I get like a, I don't know, and my lip starts doing this weird thing. I'm not
blowing my nose.
Yes, not yes.
Not good.
Big Al, are you an ugly crier or a pretty crier?
I'm going to have to say ugly because I don't cry a lot. But, you know, a sad movie or something, I'll just start. If I've been really emotionally crying, it's not pretty.
Yeah.
You pretty criers are very lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Start like a group.
And get some tips.
Support the ugly criers.
Yeah, please. Please do that. Take one more call here.
All right.
Cheyenne.
Hi.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Okay. So I have to do things in 15-minute intervals. So if I'm laying in bed and it's 6:13, I have to wait till 6:15. And then if I accidentally miss 6:15 because I'm not paying attention, then I'm going to have to wait till 6:30.
Yeah, that's just super OCD, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. My boyfriend hates it, and I'm late to everything.
Wow.
But always 15 minutes late.
Okay, yeah, imagine that. Imagine that.
I'm sorry, I can't be 11 minutes late. We got to wait outside. 4 more minutes.
Yeah,
you're crazy, Shia, but that's cool. Stop being late.
Right.
Stop being late and stuff.
We ain't mad at you.
Yeah, we're not mad at you. We definitely do have to get those shirts, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kid Craddock Morning Show said I'm crazy.
I'm crazy. Might be tough to get dates and stuff if you're single and you're wearing a I'm crazy shirt.
Well, Kid Craddock certified crazy.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is fine. Speaking of getting dates, we're going to do a little Tinder Tuesday with Elena Davies. She'll get in here, talk about the dating world, what's going on out there.
All right.
How to find the right person. You're human. Next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Minutes away from announcing the first three names to play Beat the Bank. About 6 minutes, 7 minutes.
All right.
But right now, we got to talk to Elena Davies about Tinder Tuesday. And turn on the mic. And your theme song. What's going on in the dating world, Elena?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Our single millennial.
I know. It's great.
Sexy, raspy, laryngitis voice.
Yeah, what happened to your voice?
I wish I knew.
Allergies.
It's like been like this, like off and on for a couple of months now.
Usually on Monday and Tuesday.
Well, you could have those. Yeah, you could have those little growths on your vocal cords.
Well, I actually did talk to a doctor about it, and I think I'm going to have to go see a specialist.
Yeah. So
it just keeps happening. Like yesterday... I have a friend who's in a completely different time zone. So when I was driving to work, they were awake. So we chatted on the phone for a minute and I sounded perfectly fine.
Oh, really?
Totally normal. Came up here, worked for about an hour. And then I wanted to say something to Nick and I was like, okay, well, take two. Like, try it again.
Yeah, you got to take care of the voice. Mm. I used to lose my voice a lot. Yeah, drinking and lack of sleep will do it.
Sipping on this honey tea right now.
That's what I'm talking about. So what's going on?
So I don't know if you guys remember, but I did bring up that hottie in my complex a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
The dog walking guy with the chihuahua.
And I said, you know, next time I saw him, I was going to
be bold
and all this stuff. And I told y'all I first noticed him with my friend Anna, and she was the one that was like, dude, either gay or has a girlfriend, I promise. And
because
I was like,
of his dog.
I don't know, because of his dog.
Uh-huh.
And so anyways, apparently she was staying at my house a couple days.
Him?
No, my
girl.
Friend Anna.
Oh.
She hadn't seen him again.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And apparently a couple days later, after I noticed him and we talked about this, she saw him with his super hot girlfriend and then didn't tell me. And so I just got on like a nationally syndicated radio show and talked about him and said his name. So it's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. No problems.
Oh, so he has a
girlfriend. Yeah.
Super hot girlfriend.
Well, that's okay.
Super
that's
hot.
Right. Well, good for him. You know?
Didn't do anything.
Yeah. No, it's fine. She heard me talking about it and last time that I was on and she was like, oh, by the way, I've been meaning to tell you this. That guy has a super hot girlfriend. I was like, okay, well, then
As long as the super hot girlfriend didn't get all attitude-y and weird about it.
I mean, sure they had no idea I was talking about him. And if they did, well, congrats, super hot couple.
It's a compliment. It's a compliment if girls think your boyfriend's hot. Like, girls think Alan's perfect. That's great.
He is.
Who's he going home to?
Well, me.
Well, eventually going to be going home. right now, they're still in separate houses. But
true.
That's who he's right.
Well, on that same train, Anna is very disappointed in my lack of boldness.
Your best friend? Yeah.
Yes. And so she has taken it upon herself to create a Bumble profile for me.
I thought you already had one.
Oh, I have one. She just doesn't appreciate the way that I use it.
See, she knows best, probably.
Oh. So did she take over your current Bumble, or she created an entirely separate one?
She created a different one.
Okay.
She thinks you're not doing it right.
She thinks that I'm not doing it right. And to be fair, apparently I'm not.
You're still single.
So, I mean, here we are.
What does she think you're doing wrong?
Well, I think the fact that I will message a guy a couple times and then abandon talking to him altogether.
That's not
that happens a lot on those apps.
Uh-huh. Then you're not taking it seriously.
I'm not.
You're not being bold.
She's gonna do it for you and actually match and talk.
Yeah.
To people.
So I actually we've talked about this before, and then lately we've been talking about doing the more matchmaker type vibe and having someone who knows you as a person and knows what you like. And you know, not to say that she necessarily knows 100% what's best for me, but she basically is being completely open about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all photos of me.
Uh-huh.
It's my name, but she says in it, like, hey, I'm her best friend, and she isn't good at this, so I'm going to help. So if you're interested, chat it up. Let's talk about, you know, you for a second. We'll see if we can set something up. And she's going to literally plan a date for me.
She's in the front line.
Multiple dates.
It's that whole Vouch thing you were talking about.
Exactly.
The Vouch app they're getting ready to launch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Same vibe, but she just is, she's going for it.
What's the progress so far?
Well, so far, she had to fly to D.C. last minute because her brother is a little bit sick. And so she's going to go stay with her family out there. So.
But she's been matching with a ton of guys out there, which is great.
Yeah, tons of guys.
How does that work when it's geo-based?
Yeah, tons of guys in D.C. want to date me, so it's perfect. Like, yeah. I feel really, really confident about
it. It's been so long since I've done Bumble. If you are out of town, let's say I'm on vacation in Hawaii, but I'm bored and I still want to try matching with people back home, can I set it up to do that?
No, you can on Tinder.
On Tinder you can, but not on Bumble.
But you have to pay the upgrade for Tinder in order to change your location.
Okay, it's
so,
just otherwise it's where
you are.
And
I think that's kind of a cool thing. Like one of my guy friends travels for work all of the time, just constantly in and out. So I'm like, I think that's kind of cool. Like we were talking about, he was up at a restaurant yesterday, sitting at a bar by himself, eating and drinking. And he was like, I was talking to him and he was like, hey, why don't you just come up here and, you know, have dinner with me? And I was like, okay, cool. So I got up there and I'm like, is this weird? Like you're just sitting here by yourself. And he was like, no, because I travel for work all the time. I'm always by myself. I'm like, I guess that makes sense. So if it's in that kind of situation and you know, hey, I'm about to go to Florida for a week, you can kind of maybe start matching with girls or guys in Florida and have somebody to
hang out
sit
with
at a restaurant with.
Yeah.
Dinner buddy.
Makes sense.
But
yeah,
then also, is that fruitless? Like, are you going to dinner with somebody that you'll never date because you don't live there? I don't know.
People fall in love all over the world.
Yeah. Sure.
Figure it out.
Crazier things have happened.
Big Al's doing a long distance thing.
You don't have to have that person, your soulmate or whatever, does not have to be in that 3-mile radius that we all think that's where my soulmate should be. You know?
Yeah.
It's more convenient, but.
Absolutely. But it turns out, I learned this when I became an adult. Life isn't always convenient.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's
so
deep. That's deep, Elena.
And don't give up, Elena.
Yeah. And don't give up. Keep looking up because that's where it all is.
But you know what? If you're having trouble on Bumble like Elena was, definitely let your best friend do it for you.
Why
they know
not?
You the best.
And maybe even you don't have to. She just really took the reins. She was like, I'm doing this because you're horrible.
Right.
So if you're more open to it, just toss your info, your login info to your friend and let them change your profile a little. And
that's good. But I mean, you still have to be in it, Elena.
She's
she
in
can
it to
do
win
all
it.
This work for you. But if you're not going to take it seriously, then all of it's going to be
for
nothing.
Yeah, if I matched with a guy and he was like, well, I'm just doing this for my friend and be like, well, is he not even into this?
Yeah, I don't know. It might not work.
He might be into it.
But again, crazier things have happened. So we'll see.
Would you let Mackenzie do your profile for you, Jenna, your best friend? You would, right? You trust her?
But you know what drives me crazy?
What?
On another note, talking about these apps.
Yeah.
So I'm not really active on it right now. I think, you know, I made a Bumble profile, but I don't really get on there.
You got to be in the mood and the right
head frame,
whatever you call it.
Headspace. And I, but I'll get messages on other social media from people. I mean, I'm calling people out right now. Like, hey, I came across your profile on Bumble, so I thought I'd just like hurry things along.
Yeah, that's
I'm kind of like, if we didn't match there, there's a reason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you I get
savage.
That all the time as well.
Either I haven't come across you yet, maybe, and that's weird that you're messaging me, or I did and I didn't swipe. So then you're sending me Snapchat saying, hey, I saw you on Bumble. I'm like, but I'm not on there.
But if it was a hottie.
Exactly. That's the. It's totally situational. It's totally situational.
No, I don't like the stalking me down.
For me, I'm like, well, maybe I haven't been as active on Bumble lately. So maybe if I had come across their profile or we matched and I never got back on in a couple days to see, and I could have been interested.
Yeah.
I kind of appreciate the
boldness,
like the
of
forwardness
it.
And like you were interested in me enough to come find me in another location and message me. So, I mean, that hasn't happened yet. I haven't been interested.
So,
I haven't ignored them. But.
When's your friend coming back so they could date you?
Next week.
Next week, okay.
Beginning of next week, so we'll see.
So Elena's taking a break from dating for a week. Next week, be on the lookout for that Bumble profile. Tell
yeah.
us.
And in the meantime, call me.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if we could take
right
names
now.
Of people, our listeners from Kid Nation that have signed up at KidNation.com for Beat the Bank and try and match them up.
Like the single $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Who would you match up on? First announce the three names.
Yeah, let's announce these three names.
Yeah.
These people have gone to KidNation.com and signed up for Beat the Bank. Carrie McAteer, Tammy Calder, and Genevieve Jordan. Genevieve Jordan, Tammy Calder, Carrie McAteer. The clock starts now. First one to call in will be able to play Beat the Bank. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll give away that money, hopefully, next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I think we're going to discuss this tomorrow about this time.
We're dropping the ball on that.
We're trying to set up the insurance for the car, and hopefully here in the next couple, we'll be sending out part-time Justin.
He's going to hit the road and go get our new used car. It's a Range Rover.
Land Rover.
Whatever it is. Yeah. It doesn't go backwards, but that's fine. Get the details tomorrow.
He'll make it back. He'll be fine, yeah. Let's get to the contest now. Tammy Calder, how are you doing? Calder.
I am doing great.
Good.
Welcome to Beat the Bank. Congratulations on being the first one to dial back.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh.
So what are you up to right now?
I'm working.
Oh, yeah. What do we do?
I process medical claims.
Nice.
Everyone knows yesterday. Yeah.
Medical profession people getting through. Now, are you married or single? What's going on there?
I'm married.
Married? Any kids?
I do have one, but he's grown and out of the house.
Okay, perfect.
Gotcha.
But he still wants mommy to win.
Yeah, because he wants you
to... Of course he does.
Mom, send money.
Yeah.
Never too old to ask that.
Yeah, they still send those texts. Hey, Mom, send money.
When was the last time you asked your mama for money, Al?
About 2 weeks ago.
Hey, there you go.
And I paid her back.
And Al's full grown. All right, Tammy. Well, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. He's going to be giving you dollar amounts to increase the longer you stay in there. Mm-hmm. Your only job is to say stop. That's how much money you will win. Even if he says $1,000, you still got to yell stop. But there is a twist. I don't know if you heard about it, Tammy. Did you?
I have heard about it. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
If you hear security deposit box, you can say stop right there and then pick a number between 1 and 3. And then once you pick that number, Jenna will open up that box and you'll win whatever's inside there.
The value could be up to $3,000 in cash or prizes, or it could be, Tammy, worth nothing.
Yeah, you don't know.
Which is what you could send your son.
I'm a gambler,
Tammy's
like
a gambler.
All right,
let's find out how much you're willing to gamble. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$60. $90. $110. $170. $200. $250. $330.
350. 400. 430. 470. 520. 570. 640. 790. 1,000.
Hey, that was crazy.
Tammy.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you have
oh, my God. None of us had faith. Tammy. We're all dying.
Of steel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
You, oh, my goodness.
How do you have those
nerves
of steel? I was out at 500.
I was out, man. I wouldn't have won.
Tammy.
Oh, wow.
That's a woman with some money right there.
You might be the GOAT of Beat the Bank. Greatest of all time.
Good job. What are you going to do with $1,000, Tammy?
Well, I actually have a trip coming up to Dallas next week, and so I'll probably spend it there.
Okay.
Wow. May I suggest a nice, nice karaoke bar for you to spend your $1,000? McKinney Avenue Tavern. Please.
I might swing by.
All right. I look forward to seeing you.
Tammy, that was...
Make sure you cash that check before you come by.
Great. Now, Big Al, you were not asked again how you were feeling. You were feeling what?
I was feeling the box.
There was no box.
Box number one. And I was totally wrong because there was no box.
No box. It was just $1,000 straight up right there. Like,
that was nerve-wracking.
Tammy, well done.
Oh,
enjoy your money.
Thank you.
And have fun on your trip,
I will.
Okay?
Yeah, have fun on your trip. We'll see you when you get here. Make sure you come by the studio and say hello.
All right, will do.
You bringing the husband or are you bringing the girls?
I'm bringing the wife. Well,
both.
Yeah, I'm bringing my wife. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Come on. Gonna have some fun. All right, Tammy, hold on for us. We'll get you set up. We're going to play again in about 40 minutes.
Man, that was intense, right?
Let's see how well you do. Are you going to play like her? I don't know.
I don't know. That was nerve-wracking.
Really. I know. Man, my heart's beating fast.
I don't want anybody to lose. And I was just sure she was going to lose.
Nope. She won. $1,000. We all need a Tammy in our lives.
Yep.
We got Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 40 minutes when we play Beat the Bank again. But coming up next,
go, go, Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers movie hits theaters this weekend. We're going to chat with all 5 Power Rangers, the cast, in the Canal Side Lounge next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're over here in the Canal Side Lounge, and one of us dressed up for the occasion.
Yeah, about that.
We had Power Ranger outfits.
We did. But mine was not laundered.
No.
Right.
Yeah, and mine was for a 12-year-old child.
5'4" person, yes, it was. So I'm the only one dressed up as a Power Ranger because we do have the Power Rangers cast in studio with us.
Yeah, we do. This is a big day.
I can't even bend my leg. let's go down the roster. Becky G. How you doing?
Good to be back.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a very long minute.
Last time you came in was for when you were on Empire.
That's right.
And now you're a Power Ranger.
Now I'm a Power Ranger. It's crazy.
Do you guys get to pick who gets to be what color?
I wish I would have picked red, you know.
That's Naomi.
But I actually play pink. Naomi Scott, hi.
Yeah, Naomi's the Pink Ranger.
Yes.
Then we have Dacre, my arch nemesis.
Ah, yes, the other red ranger.
The other red ranger.
You mean the actual red ranger?
The real one.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
JC's going to take this really, really serious.
I am.
He takes it really, really serious.
I love it.
I mean, Digger's pretty fit, but I think
you got a bit more muscle than I do.
And do you get pads in yours?
No, I didn't have any pads, but this guy certainly does. That's a bigger version.
It's
The suit's kind of added a bit of size naturally anyway, so.
I went with the retro, you know.
I like it.
That's great.
We also got RJ.
Holla.
You get to play the Blue Ranger.
I do. I get to play sexy Billy Cranston.
Yeah.
it's cool because blue and red were my favorites when I was growing up, right? And the fact that I get to play blue now, it's like kicking my brothers in the teeth.
And Billy Cranston was named after
Bryan Cranston, yeah.
Let alone fact, if you're a Power
Ranger. No pressure, you know, just in case I really suck.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you kind of messed up the last name.
Yeah. I think you're good.
You're living up to his name.
I'm living up, I promise I'm living up to it.
And the sharply dressed Ludi.
That's right.
Look at you, sir.
Ching.
Ludi says he wears the same thing every day and that they have to dress him up today.
Dude, he is cleaner than hospital cotton.
With that.
I don't know, hospital cotton sometimes be a little
dirty. With a theme, so suit was simple enough for me this time. Lots of good suits.
Now, we were talking before we started the interview. They call you the grandfather of the group.
Yeah.
Why?
But I've got like this Benjamin Button disease, so I tend to look younger as the days go on. So
wow,
until I'm 49. Uncle today, tomorrow I'm big brother and little brother, and then baby Ludi. That's coming right up.
Baby. And how old are you?
I'm like
old enough, Jen.
Like around 13,000 days now.
Yeah, you shouldn't ask ladies or actors
I was
their
saying,
age.
They call him Grandpa, and he's obviously still very young.
He's got a baby.
It's
face.
Only because he's wise. Like he's our version of Confucius.
He's an old soul.
No, truly, I'm the oldest out of the cast, and I grew up watching the Power Rangers.
You did.
Like, that was my high school show.
I figured all you guys probably watched the Power Rangers at some point, right?
At some point, I think that was the thing. I think. Three of us grew up watching it, me, RJ, and Ludi. And Dacre and Naomi, I think for them it was more like the concept, the idea of being a superhero. Like where you I think, Dacre, you had a really good
totally.
Point.
Totally. I think, I didn't have the background of having watched it. I could give you an excuse, like I wasn't allowed to watch TV till I was 5, but really I just didn't get to watch it, and for whatever reason. So I think it was for more for me about... What does it mean to be a superhero? Like people that I look up to in my life and real people like my mom and stuff like that. So I was like, how can I replicate that for other people, you know, to feel a certain way rather than knowing about the show? But it's been great to learn from these three.
I didn't really watch it, but me and my brother used to play Power Rangers. So like I wanted to be a Power Ranger, even though
toys.
I didn't watch the show. Yeah, because it was like so iconic. We used to play it. But
did you guys go back and watch the old ones? Because the old ones, the graphics were just terrible.
It's not that they were terrible. It's that was the time. You know what I mean? We might even look at our movie like 40 years from now and be like, wow, that was terrible. And it's the cool. It's I promise you, it's pretty cool. So.
But they have an excuse, too, because when the American version aired, the graphics are from the Japanese version, which is 20 years prior to that. So they're pretty good for its time.
Oh, they're like Power Ranger purists. I know nothing about Power Rangers, and I grew up in a time that a lot of my guy friends, I remember being young, watched it, and I just never really got into Power Rangers. So for someone like me, what do I need to know about the Power Rangers?
I think you need to know it. I think not just you, but everybody. It's a coming-of-age story. You know, it's like Breakfast Club, 5 people, teenagers that meet in detention, literally, and we don't like each other, and then we become friends. So it's an origin story. I mean, we are getting that action, that spectacle kind of element, but it's very much a universal story with universal themes about growing up, and I think that relates to you and me who didn't watch it and everybody else out there.
Why didn't they let the black dude be the Black Ranger?
Well, all right.
I love that transition. RJ,
I'm gonna be honest, right? I'm gonna be honest, and I'm glad that they did that, right? Because it's so many people that are so worried about like what this outer appearance. Oh, the black dude is supposed to be the Black Ranger. I'm like, shut up! Oh my gosh,
the Yellow Ranger is supposed to be
Asian. Like, calm down.
I'm like, come on, we are in a total different place now.
If we were all colorblind, right? None of us would care. We would just care about, oh, that's a good movie. That's a good actor. You know what I'm saying? That's a message that I take a part of. You know what I'm saying? Not, oh, that's the Black Ranger. How would you know? You're colorblind. You know what I'm saying? So that it's that thing. If color wasn't involved, nobody would care.
Yeah,
so,
Al.
So you're saying Ludi's a better Black Ranger than you?
No, I'm just saying Ludi's the Black Ranger right now. Like,
that's what I heard.
back in the day, a lot of the actors that were on the TV show, they had martial arts background. Are you guys all...
Of course,
you guys all got
since birth. We all trained for the movie. I think it was. I think Dean, our director, did really want us to be able to create our fighting styles for our characters. I think there was a much more traditional fighting background for the older characters than this time around. It's more our personality shine through. So it's not like one does jiu-jitsu, the other one does kung fu. It's like. We're just ourselves through being really dope fighters. But we all trained before and during shooting.
Because technically you guys as characters, you weren't, you know, in karate classes. They were just regular kids.
Exactly.
That's the point.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we're kids and then we have to train to become superheroes. More so realistic. We're literally like going through the training process in the movie.
Which one of you got too into the fighting?
Right. Like,
I hit someone. I did actually make someone bleed.
You did?
Like, yeah, accidentally, obviously. But like...
on the yeah, because apparently your adrenaline goes like the first time. It was the first time I'd done like a fight scene, and I just got my distances wrong, and I just whopped this guy, one of the stunt guys in the mouth.
Tell me
and
how it felt.
And it hurt. I bled as well, and I was like, I've never like punched someone before, so I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like looking around. I was like, and they're like, and literally he was like, carry on. I was like, I can't carry on. I just punched you in the face. I was just like, yeah.
Let's put it this way: he bled, she cried.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Not quite a tear, but you know, I was upset.
And you guys have been, did you guys get to hang out for like a month before you started shooting so you could get to know each other? Did that happen?
I created like a little WhatsApp chat cool. for us when we were, because we come,
WhatsApp
we are.
Because we're all from different continents.
Yeah, we're all
way.
From different continents and we were, you know, residing in those continents. So, yeah, but then kind of a day before pre-production started, we all landed in Vancouver. And we were like, oh, we should do a like a first read through at RJ's place.
I miss that place, to be honest. Yo.
Yeah,
the
it was a good house. Good house. Yeah. And we met up, and in the space of like 3 hours, we laughed and cried, and you know, done a bit of everything. And I think it genuinely, the relationship that you see form on screen, without it sounding too cliched, is exactly what is off screen. Like I'm traveling with my best friends for a month.
His best friends from Australia are watching like, oh, really?
Okay.
All right, boys.
Quise, man.
Sorry, Qua.
Were any of you fans of Breaking Bad or Bryan Cranston?
Yes,
were you familiar with him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Malcolm
super
all
excited.
The way in the middle.
Yeah, man. Malcolm in the middle.
I actually met Bryan Cranston for the first time in New York, and it was really funny because he is the nicest guy, like really the nicest guy. So when I saw him, it was very coincidental, and I went, Brian! And he kind of, and because he's so sweet, like if I was just a fan, he would have like chatted to me, but he kind of looked at me and I was like, he has no idea who I am. Like, even that, because he didn't, like, it didn't click
Naomi,
for him.
That's so smart. If you see a famous person, just say, Naomi! And pretend like you know them. That worked out for you.
Absolutely. I was like, Brian. No, I was like, Brian. And then I was like, I literally was like, I'm in the movie. I was like, I'm the pink one. And he was like, oh, of course. And then he was like, just so sweet. But he's like, man, he's so cool. I love him.
When they were starting to show the trailers for the movies, they were hiding your guys the costume, and they finally released what you guys looked like. You guys actually had to put those on. They're not CGI.
No,
they're mostly physical costumes.
Yeah,
I want to say like
one of the best special effects, also physical effect companies on Earth.
Wow,
they're very expensive.
It was like 90%.
There's only
what you
three
see.
Made. Two for us, one for our stunt doubles. The stunt double costumes, they're a little bit customized, right? They're more flexible. Yeah. Our costumes are pretty restrictive, like five layers. Takes about 2 hours to put on the first time.
Oh. How do you pee? Like,
that's everybody wants to
see. The girls had it a lot harder than the boys, yeah. I would say.
Well,
diapers?
Yeah.
The worst romper ever.
You're dehydrated already because you're like trying to avoid going to the restroom, but then you're in the suit and it's like you have the helmet on, you can't breathe. It was a lot more complicated than I think people probably assumed that it was. But it was, of course, very thrilling because you see how it looks when you're watching like playbacks or whatever, or pictures, and it's like, oh, okay. It's kind of worth it at the end of the day.
Did you guys take any props from the movie set to have at home?
A few scars and bruises.
Becky, what'd you take?
Well, I asked for permission from wardrobe. Trini has this beanie that she wears basically throughout the whole movie, and it was like something that like I kind of got attached to because I loved the shape of the beanie, and I was like, this is a Trini beanie. Like, now that we've done reshoots, like, can I just have it, please? They're like, yes, just don't tell anybody. But now everyone knows.
I would think they would let you keep the suit because you're the only person that can wear that suit.
Oh, no, honey. That's going to...
We can't afford that yet.
The suit is touring itself. Yeah. People are probably looking at it
we had
a bunch of conventions.
We had bodyguards on set. But not
really?
For us, for the suit.
Yeah.
So whenever we were in the suit, we'd have, yeah.
Every time we were outside of the studio, we had to put on this massive, like, Star Wars cape just to keep people from seeing the suits from afar.
That's cool, though. Wow. To be a part of something people are so excited about.
Yeah.
I saw you guys got to – did you guys do the first pitch at the Anaheim Angels spring practice?
Let's talk about this.
Naomi did successfully. Yeah. So you go right ahead, Naomi.
I was so excited.
Yeah.
So like we were quite nervous, and I remember there was a guy and he was like, oh, it's really cute like when the girls they pitch, and I was like, why? And he was like, you know, like I was like, yo, I'm gonna do it overhand, like, you know, like how you actually
fastball.
Do it. And I got it right to the catcher, right into his safe hand.
She was the only person that didn't warm up.
I just love how the foreigners are throwing the first pitch at like an American sport,
yeah.
like
yeah.
We thought that baseball too. Game.
And then
it was
true.
Really
because
funny.
We went straight from the pitch to the airport, and we're in the lounge, and the game was shown on yeah. TV, and we're like, me and Dacre are like, just trying to cover up our
faces. Magic, baby.
So true.
That's funny.
Man, well, the movie looks great.
It
Power
does.
Rangers in theaters March 24th. You guys are awesome.
Thank you guys for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Anything you guys want to plug that's going on in the side before we let you go? Becky,
side,
I know you have a song.
Chicks.
About Power Rangers.
Thank you for
side
doing
hustle.
That and not making me do it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
no, yeah, my newest single, Todo Cambio, just came out. I'm working on my first Spanish album, so
Spanish.
Really excited for that.
You speak a little Spanish in Power Rangers?
She is Latina, but in this movie, no. She's just as much American as she is Latina, so.
Perfect.
I think it works.
So we could pick up that. And Dacre, you're Stranger Things 2, right?
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, it's been lots of fun. We've got about 2 months left shooting, and it's been a great, it's total opposite to what I, you know, it's like the antagonist as opposed to the protagonist in
right.
this film. So that's been lots of fun shooting, and the cast are phenomenal. I was already a huge fan of the show, so it's been lots of fun.
Well, anybody else have anything you want to plug?
I got a TV show called I'm Dying Up Here coming out June 4th, which should be really, really good.
On Showtime. Right?
Yeah, because I get to wear Afro and I look really good in the Afro.
enjoy it while you can, bro.
Yeah.
Al's still hanging on to one little hair.
Yeah, enjoy it while you can.
Right. It's beautiful, though.
Day.
Thank you, dog.
Ludi, what you got going on after Power Rangers?
Oh, well, I got two Chinese movies coming out in China this year. One's just an indie film. They're all like road romance movies.
Uh-huh.
And
a lot of making out in them?
Some making out
yeah.
in them.
So,
oh, all right.
A lot of Mandarin in them, too. So I like to
and
bring more Mandarin. I do speak a little bit of Mandarin in the Power Rangers. I would like to bring more Mandarin into American movies and tell you guys it's not that scary. It's not that hard to learn. We're not that scary. There's a lot of us, but...
How do we say
it? I was about to say it's the same thing
like
with Latinos.
You like our food. You yeah. like our food. So.
There's a big right, Mandarin like fear in America. I
yeah,
wasn't aware
we need
of this.
To bring more Mandarin on our show.
There's
yeah.
a fear of afraid?
Yes.
There's more than...
Don't be afraid. What
What's
that,
the word
Becky?
For love in Mandarin?
我爱你的身体.
That's,
well,
like,
I need
that's
shinti?
Like a sentence.
Don't have like a number?
Well, I need the shinti. That means I love your body.
Oh, well, I need the shinti.
Oh.
It's a beautiful summer's day
yeah.
river when the sun shines.
I love your body.
I love your body.
I like that.
Well, this is a PG-13. I need a toner. That means I love your mind.
Toner. Like the copper machine.
I is the main part, is love.
I think we're scared because it's a difficult language to speak.
I is love.
I.
I just scared everyone.
No,
don't
didn't
be scare.
Scared.
Just I.
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 Like I'm sure they got Rosetta you know? Stone like Mandarin, me. Right? We'll do that.
Yeah. Mandarin
call
for
me
dummies.
Up. I'll give you lessons.
Yeah. And Naomi, what are you working on right now?
I'm working on getting another job. No.
Yeah.
That for sure.
Yeah, well, it happened after the movie comes out. Trust.
I have been working on music as well.
Oh.
So yeah,
her latest music video just came out and it's amazing. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, it's actually incredible.
It's
oh, that's
really,
very
it's
proud,
one of my. Fa- can you just please just? Yeah. Have, it's so good.
Plug it.
My music video, Lovers Lies, is on out now. And I'm so good at this. An EP called Promises, which is out and all that malarkey. So, yeah.
I love that.
You have to come back and promote your music when you're done promoting Power Rangers.
I would love to, yeah.
We'll also plug your guys' social net sites and all that so that right. people can follow along with your journey.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
You know, join in right now while you still can.
Right.
Because once they blow up.
It's then we'll never
baby.
See you again.
Yeah.
That's what
we're don't bandwagon.
Did they say you're glad you wore the suit?
Huh? No. Not glad. Not glad at all.
Oh.
Yeah, a little embarrassed. But I'm glad you guys came in. And we look forward to seeing you guys again
thank
soon.
You guys so much
thank
again.
You. Thank you.
Thank you. Power Rangers March 24th. And go to our website, kidnation.com, to follow along on Twitter and Instagram with these great actors. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If the banker asks.
Ew.
You never know.
You don't know. Last time he didn't.
He did not. But Tammy did walk away with $1,000 first hour.
Mirrors of steel.
Most of us would have bailed out way before the 1,000. She did not. She's a big winner. Dasa, how are you doing this morning?
Oh my goodness, I am fabulous. Fabulous.
That's my girl out there.
I'm so excited.
Good. I'm so excited to talk to you.
You sound so sweet.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Is it really?
Yes, it's us.
You were the first one to call. This is for real. It's happening.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh,
here's Kelly.
I'm sorry. I'm over-talking you.
No.
Please forgive me.
No, you're fine. We're over-talking you, actually.
Yes, what? I cannot believe this. I have been listening to this show probably longer than Jenna is old.
Oh,
you've ever been around.
Yeah. Thank you for thinking I'm younger.
Jenna's only
than
19,
I am.
So mm-hmm. yes.
That's very sweet of you.
Who's your favorite, Dessa?
You know, I can't help it. Kelly Raspberry.
That's right.
Oh, Miss Dessa, thank you.
Yeah. Yes, you keep it real. You keep it real.
I keep
You're
it real.
So sweet.
I keep it very real.
Oh you gosh. Keep it too real, Al.
Miss Dessa.
Miss Dessa, is that a family name? I've never heard that before.
And you know what? I never heard it either. That's what was on my birth certificate. So I had to go with it.
You did.
Yeah.
Well, I love it because you're very unique.
That's a name.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I can't believe it.
Miss Dass, I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't win today, we're going to be heartbroken.
Oh, and the lady prior to this.
Elena.
Yes. I'm like, ladies, stop.
Oh, Tammy.
You won the 1,000.
Yeah. I thought you meant you were talking to Elena on the phone. Yes, well, but she was brave, and she went for it.
The good news is you've been listening, so you know how the game works, but we still got to let the audience know. Jenna, will you please tell us how we play the game, please?
All right, Miss Dessa.
You turned off your mic.
Sorry, I was eating a banana. Miss Dessa, we're going to throw you in that vault, and the banker, just like he always does, is going to yell out increasing dollar amounts. And this time the twist is we have 3 safe deposit boxes with unknown items in there, gifts and cash, perhaps up to $3,000. If the banker happens to say safe box, you can say stop, and we can open one of those for you. If not, you can just test your luck and keep on going until it gets as high as it goes. And you got to yell stop before that vault door closes, all right?
All right.
I know it's nerve-wracking.
Don't be nervous, Miss Dessa.
We're pulling for you. The world is pulling for you, Miss Dessa.
Just say stop whenever you start. You're like, I can't do it anymore. Just yell stop.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Let's go! Let's play Beat the Bank.
$140 $190 Safe deposit box. $250 $320 $360 $500
Stop.
Woo! Oh, Miss Dessa.
$500, Miss Dessa.
I'm so happy.
$500.
That's how it go right there. But you weren't feeling the safe deposit box, huh, Miss Dessa?
Wait a minute. You know what? I was so scared. I forgot to say it.
I know.
Well, you got $500, girl.
Yeah. We can't guarantee you would have won something with the safe deposit box.
And we'll never know.
But you definitely got $500. That's all yours to keep. What are you going to do with that money?
Well, guess what? I'm remodeling, and so I'm going to buy a window or think faucet or something.
Perfect.
I don't know.
Remodeling.
And then every time you open that window or turn on that water, you'll think of us.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Indeed.
You should also try.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Miss Dawson.
You should also try real modeling because you sound beautiful.
Aw.
Oh, what? Well,
he just
I'm
wants to be the favorite
citizen.
Now.
I'm a senior citizen.
Oh,
that's all right.
Well,
hopefully we'll all be blessed to make it that far, Miss Dessa.
Just for fun, Miss Dessa, we want to see how high it would have gone. See if you bailed out at the last second, okay?
Okay.
Just for fun.
$520
You still get to keep your money. Don't worry.
$630 $650
Good.
Well done. $500.
$1,000 for you. Enjoy that money, okay?
You did well.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you.
We love you, too.
Love you. And I appreciate you.
We love you, too.
We appreciate you, too.
We love you, too.
We need more of that every day.
Yeah.
Some positivity. Bye. Hold on for us, Ms. Dassa. We'll get you all set up with your money. If you didn't get to play today, don't worry. Just go to KidNation.com, sign up. We're going to call out three more names twice tomorrow. We do it at 7:20 and 8:20 Central. Mm-hmm. And you just got to be the first one to dial us back like Ms. Dassa did right there and win
she
your money.
She figured out how to sign up. Yeah. I guarantee you Connie Raspberry couldn't.
Connie Raspberry could do it, Kelly.
My mother would not be able to figure out how to sign up.
She can do it. Either.
She's working Facebook.
And that's, she's got that down for the most part.
Yeah, she could definitely make it happen. And we can't tell you what's in the safe deposit boxes because we're not looking in there.
We have no idea.
We want to be surprised like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're right here. We could open them if we wanted to, but we're not going to. We want to be surprised with you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, KidNation.com is where you sign up. We'll play again tomorrow. Good luck with that.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.